Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? You already know, baby. Back again, D Hour Radio Network. You already know how we do it. D Slate and the boys is in the building. My man, A-Town, L-E-O. We're getting it in for you guys tonight. The Tuesday spot is back once again. And I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in, hanging out with us tonight. We appreciate that, as always. The Overhead and Baka Radio, we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter, baby. Now, look. I got my brothers in the building, and it's going down tonight, Real Men Talking. Oh, yeah, we popping Real Men Talking out tonight. We got Where Do We Go From Here with Elio. And as a new segment for my man A-Town, we're going to be having on the Tuesday spots what we like to call Relationship 101. Now, you know, if you're listening, we're gonna, you know, A-Town is gonna be kind of taking y'all to, you know, taking you to school, you know, giving you a nice little lesson in Relationship 101, one of our, you know, our new segment for the Tuesday spot, you know. So it's gonna go down. It's gonna go down, and of course, Real Men Talking. It's gonna be popping as always. You know, you guys already know how we do it. The number one segment on the DL Radio Network on Tuesdays. You know, our relationship segment, you know, where the brothers of the Tuesday spot answer all the ladies' questions. Ladies, if you have questions, relationship questions, you would like us to answer for you, and we're going to give it to you real. You know what I mean? I mean, it may help you. It might not. You might like it. You might not. But apparently, we don't really care. But we're going to try to help you as much as we can. As much as we can, we're going to try to help you out. Because we care, ladies. Yes, we care, absolutely. But of course, you know, we're getting in tonight. Got some, you know, we got the hits. Of course, we're gonna be playing some of your favorite celebrity indie artist music, and just popping up, talking about some crazy things going on in the media, as we do always. Got my boys in the building. Elio, what's good, bro?
Oh my goodness, man! It's been some time, but it's a lot happened in that time. So. You know, getting back to the show was a beautiful thing, man. I literally just got off the stage, man, performing. I'm looking forward to two more shows this week, and I have another one on Saturday, man, so staying busy. You know me.
Yeah. Well, I know you got it in tonight, so definitely. I know you put the heat on them tonight, so
Oh yeah.
You know, congratulations with that, bro, and I mean, it's good to see you you know, getting some more shows in and representing. So, and also, ladies and gentlemen, we debuting Elio's song tonight. You know, yeah, my brother got a nice, he got a nice little joint. We're gonna be popping off tonight on the Tuesday spot. You know, so I'm gonna have my man Elio a little later introduce that for you guys. But definitely, we're gonna be playing his song tonight. And so you guys can definitely check that out. Got my brother A-Town in the building. What's good?
Everything's wonderful, man. Editing. It's about true game, dude. About true game.
And we might talk a little bit about some true game tonight. So, you know, all the true believers, you know what I'm saying, all the haters, you know, whichever category you in, you know, we're going to be talking about some things tonight. So, but A-Town, you getting it in, though?
Yes, indeed, man. I'm writing. Dude, I'm back in the lab. I feel alive when I'm writing and putting stuff together. So, yeah, we're doing this book. You know what I'm saying? The next book that I'm going to be coming out with, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be for the kids. I'm also working on one for the brothers. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a book specifically for men, and it's going to be a section in it where I tell women, if you want to keep your relationship and keep the love alive, don't read this section, because it's going to be that truthful. It's stuff
for
that
sure.
They don't want to know, but we need to talk about. So
that's what's up. I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of a website called Lulu.com?
Hulu?
Lulu.
No. What is that?
I guess it's a particular website that focuses on, you know, any authors that wants to sell their books. I guess it's a website specifically for authors who want to sell their book, and it's called Lulu.com. I know a friend of mine who wrote and published a couple of books was selling them on there, and I had never seen the website before, but you know, I kind of looked into it. I was looking at it, and I guess apparently it's a book website for, you know, for authors who want to sell their books.
Well, we're gonna go there and check that out, definitely. Because true, I'm telling
you, and I know
it's gonna change the conversation.
That's real, and we need some conversation changes too. We need that. We definitely need that. Cats, there's too many cats out there doing the same wrong shit all the time. So
yeah.
we definitely need some conversation changes. Some mind changes, if you will, some mindset changes, if you will, because there's a lot of cats out there doing wrong garbage 24/7. Speaking of doing wrong stuff, I heard that Kanye West proposed to Kim Kardashian.
They were?
Yeah, it happened today, bro. Kanye West had, and here's the funny thing about it. I remember not too long, maybe a week or two ago, I remember seeing like a little article or something where they were talking about the picture that Kim Kardashian had posted on Instagram, and you know, she had sent to Kanye or whatever, and you know, the one with her, you know, with her nice little figure with the booty out, and you know, everybody was talking about it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
When they were talking about that particular picture, the young lady that was talking about it, the reporter that was talking about it, she was saying that it was said that Kanye had stated that he wasn't going to be proposing, that he wasn't going to be marrying Kim, and they just happy the way they are, and you know, he's all about doing new things and up with the new changes, and marriage is overrated, you know, kind of at that type of conversation. And but then now all of a sudden, come today, it was either today or yesterday, he proposes to Kim. And of course, she says yes.
Took it in the music industry. That's all. I want to make a bet with you guys, and I keep this in mind. I see Ray J making a new song, a remix to Brandy's and Monica, "That Girl Is Mine." That's the next hit for Ray J.
I can see that. It's called "The Girl Is Mine." It's gonna be called "The Girl Is Mine," and in parentheses, it's gonna be "Didn't I Tell You I Hit It."
Right.
The goal is high. In parentheses, damn, didn't I tell you I hit it? You know, I mean, I can see that, bro. I can see that. I can see that coming out. I don't know. A-Town, what you think, bro?
I don't doubt it, man. I don't put anything past Ray J. I'm just cracking up because it is such a possibility when you said it like,
right.
Yo, this could be real. That's a shame that it could be real.
Right,
but,
right.
Oh, my goodness. So Ray J, man, I don't know what's
happening. Like I said, I mean, of course, like I said, of course she said yes. You know what I'm saying? I guess he had some stadium or something he had rented out, and they was there, and then he had it on the Titantron. You know, it was, you know, will you marry me? Will you please marry me or something like that? He was on his knee with the I can't remember how many carats was in the diamond. I mean, it was enough carats to choke Bugs Bunny, but he definitely did that damn thing. But I mean, I just found it hilarious how, you know, he was talking one thing, and I mean, with Kanye, you never know, man. It's apparent that Kanye hates the paparazzi. Okay, certain media types, you know, the paparazzi or certain media types. It's apparent that Kanye disliked them with a passion, and so, you know, I figured maybe he just threw that out there, you know, previously just to kind of throw cats off, you know, and to stay off his trail on the whole, is he going to marry her deal, and then he turns around and does something else.
Yeah. And, I mean, who knows, man? I know growing up that the first dudes who said they wasn't going to get married were the first ones to get married. You know, you don't know until you know. So with Kanye, it's kind of hard because all, like you said, with the radio thing, all of it is possible. So, you know, I don't doubt that he would do that to throw off the paparazzi. But, you know, he probably was talking tough because he's probably getting clowned a lot for, you know, getting with Kim Kardashian, having the baby by her. He might have just been feeling the pressure, like, no, I ain't going to do that, trying to get a little bit extra, you know, saying things that, like you said, you think people want to hear, you know, and in his mind, he's like, yo, man, I really want to get with her. You know, but who knows? I'm just like, I just hope he gets married, and whatever he do, he don't get up on any more mics and on any more stages and snatch any more mics from people. I want him to be happy.
Because he got to be careful with that, because what if Taylor Swift was really from the hood, but then she just moved to a certain area? You know what I'm saying? She just moved to a certain area. And grew up in, you know, and just started hanging out with certain cats. So she started having a certain type of, you know, music that she was making and singing. But what if she straight up lived in the hood and this dude grabbed the mic from him and she beat him down? She slapped the hell out of him and she beat him down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be careful, man. You don't know who the hell you snatching mics from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Taylor Swift could have been straight hood. You know what I'm saying? You don't know where she from.
Does Kanye have any other kids, you know, or this is his first child?
I think this is his first.
I think this is his first child.
Yeah, because if this is his first, it'll probably calm him down a lot.
As far as we know. Okay?
As far as we know,
this is his first child. Because, you know, them cats be out there, you know, popping them like Skittles, so... I mean, as far as we know, it's his first child, as far as we know, you know, so I don't know. But, and even on that whole Kardashian front, I know you guys probably heard about Kris and Bruce Jenner splitting up, and I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't know if you guys ever even seen any of the media on them or ever even watched the show a few times, and I've seen it a couple of times, and I'm going to be real with you. I'm not surprised, because just looking at the way they were with each other and how she kind of treated them, and it's like, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised that they had split up.
I mean, I think it's really hard to maintain a relationship in the mainstream. You got so many people looking at you, judging you, watching your every move, but it's just hard to, you know, relax and inside a mainstream relationship. But I don't know, because I'm not in it. But just from the outside looking in, it seems to be hard to maintain.
But you know what, too, bro, that makes it kind of, I think that makes it a little uneasy with him, because you know, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about some of the things and the accusations that was coming out about the mom, about Chris, you know, Chris Jenner, and the fact that she's the one who orchestrated the whole sex tape deal. You know, she was the one that gave some advice on this, and she was the one that said something about that. And so it's like, you know, looking at all that stuff, and then there was some stuff that came out about whether or not, you know, the Kardashians' father, Kim's father, was Khloe's father. So it's like all this swirling through Bruce's head, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You know, who the hell did I marry? You know what I'm saying?
You should have answered before you got married.
You know, so it's like, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised that it popped off like that. Just looking at some of the things, you know, that went down, and I don't even know. I haven't really been keeping up with our talk show, so I don't know whether or not her talk show is still popping off, and what the ratings were. I know that it wasn't doing so well, you know. But hey, I mean, on a brighter note, as far as talk shows, our brother Arsenio is back. Arsenio Hall is back. I've seen the show. You know, he's doing his thing. You know, he's getting A-listers on there. He's getting, you know, stars on the show. And you know, the thing that makes me feel good, though, when I watch Arsenio, especially now, you know, what makes me feel good about it is to hear celebrities. And I'm talking not your up-and-coming. Well, yeah, the up-and-coming celebrities, of course. But I'm talking, like, celebrities that are pretty big now, you know, talking about, man, when I was, you know, I remember watching your show, and, you know, when I was just coming into the business, I kept telling myself, man, I hope one day I get a chance to be on Arsenio's show. You know, it was almost like they were talking about him like he was the male Oprah.
Yeah, I mean, for a minute, he was.
I can't wait to get on Arsenio's show.
Come on. Arsenio is the only person who could have pulled off having Farrakhan on his show that wasn't some political activist type thing. Like, he was just like, no, I'm going to bring home one, and we just going to talk. And everybody was like, you're going to do what? You know, because outside of news media, you didn't see Farrakhan on shows. People didn't want to touch Farrakhan. They're like, no, dude. Like, okay, mess with that. Arsenio was like, now I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to bring him on in the middle of, like, the biggest one in the run of one of the biggest shows at the time, and did not care. You know,
but you know what, bro? On top of that too, with you saying that as well, on top of that too, he's the only cat who brought NWA on that show. You know, when he was controversial, he had Tupac on the show. You know, he had Michael Jackson on the show. This cat had Madonna on the show. I mean, we talking like Prince, and we talking like A-list cats.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so yeah, I mean, I give him props, man, for definitely coming back and doing his thing. I heard at a time though when he came back that he was saying that I guess they were saying that the ratings weren't looking as good as they wanted it to. So I guess he had to make some changes behind the scenes, you know, with his people or the, you know, the show or whatever the case may be. Because of course, you know, and this Arsenio we talk about, you know, I'm pretty sure he definitely don't want to hear the fact about, you know, ratings not looking good on his show. So I mean, of course, you know, he took care of it. But yeah, I mean, It was a small little period where, you know, he was having some issues with that, and you know, the fact that you know, the ratings weren't looking as good as they wanted it to. So of course he made some changes with it. But I mean, just looking at some of the cats he's had on the show lately, man, and just to hear these people talking about, you know, they're so happy that he's back and they've always wanted to be on his show. It's good to see a brother out there like that.
Yes, it is. most of the time when you see us, we're more caricatures of ourselves than anything else. You know?
Exactly.
And
exactly. Football season, you know, all my football heads out there, it's a couple of teams that's shocking the world right now that's playing well. There's a few teams who supposedly playing well that ain't even playing well. Who'd have thought the Giants would be 1-6? Who would have thought the Patriots, even though they won a few games, who would have thought the Patriots would be playing horrible? You know, the Jets are playing well. The Indianapolis Colts, the Denver Broncos was undefeated. The Denver Broncos was undefeated. Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos go play the Colts. Of course, his old hometown, his old team. He go in there. The rookie, the young buck, Andrew Luck, did his thing and gave the Denver Broncos their first loss.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to blame.
Gave them their first loss.
I got to blame the defense for that. If your offense scored 33 points, it ain't their fault you lost.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, that's real.
About it. Who exposed them? I forgot. Who were they playing? Dallas. Dallas exposed them, dude. Dallas exposed the fact that they.
Dallas, you're right, and you're right. You're right, bro. Yeah. Dallas exposed them, and then the Colts just made adjustments, and they were able to get past them. But I think that any team coming in now that's going to be playing them is going to have to take a page out of Dallas' book and the Colts.
Yep.
You know, they're going to have to watch that film, and they're going to have to take a page out of their defensive book and say, hey, this is the way these cats played them.
Yep, you got to stop worrying about what's he going to hurt you and just throw everything at him and pray that your secondary is in good shape. So that's what they were doing. They're like, you know, we just going to come at you. And, you know, so they like the secondary was on it. You know, the second half they kind of got ran up against, but, you know, they still held out.
That's real.
How do y'all feel about that Nick Foles, Mike Vick situation?
I was gonna bring that up to you because I know Philly is in an uproar right now with the whole because Nick Foles is he's out for the season, right?
I'm not sure if he's out for the season. I'm just glad he's out.
I don't know, man. It's crazy because. Here's the thing about Mike Vick, man. I think Michael Vick is an incredible football player. I think he's very talented. I don't really know. I mean, it could be a mental thing. I really don't know what could be going on in his life right now. You know, it could be some things not going well for him right now. I don't know. But it seems like, you know, with his first season, you know, starting, you know, coming in playing with Philly, you know, he did that damn thing. You know, he played the best football that he had ever played in his professional career, you know, and he had even stated that himself. You know, I'm playing the best football I've ever played in my professional career. And then the year after that, he didn't play well. You know, he got injured a couple times and, you know, and it's like, he's one minute he's playing well, next minute he's not. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to really, to really depict what's going on with Michael Vick right now. It's like, you know, you want to root for him. You want him to play well, but then there's some games that he's not playing. I think a lot of times, too, sometimes I feel like Mike takes chances, you know, especially when he's evading defenses and he's trying to run the ball. And just looking the way that he hits, looking the way that, because what I notice about him is Mike Vick don't slide. When he runs, this brother dives. He don't slide. And I'm like, really?
I agree with you. Now, on that end of the bargain, like, he could be a lot more cautious with the ball and how he protects himself. But
I really think that probably would have helped him with some of his past injuries because I'm like, this dude don't do the quarterback slide. I'm like, what is he doing? Like, you know, he'll run the ball and he'll just dive. And I'm like, what the hell is he diving at? It's almost like every play he thinks he's in the red zone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's almost like every play he thinks he's in the red zone and he got to dive for the end zone.
Like, go out of bounds.
He might not feel comfortable. But, I mean, no, I just think if he had the protection of a Peyton Manning offense or a Tom Brady offense, not this season, maybe last season with Tom Brady, but, you know, a standard good offensive line where he doesn't have to scramble outside the pocket all of the time because he's, like, running for his life every single play. But, I mean, but he's comfortable doing that because he's quick on his feet. That's where Foles fell because our offensive line, it's not strong. So if without
that's
that, it's, you can't pass. You can't get it to the receiver.
Think about Vic, he's not that durable. You know what I'm saying? So, just, like you said, he don't slide. The Joker don't go out of bounds. You know, and like he said, he thinks he's Superman. Like he said, you're diving like it ain't a touchdown, dude. You're getting one more yard. Just – you know, and he
that's
and
real,
he
bro.
Like, 1 year he was the most hit quarterback in the league. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't because he was running. He started running because he got hit so much. And what I don't understand is all of this getting that Philly does, I would have got a line. I would have got an offensive line that would have kept Mike Vick safe like Fort Knox and called it a day to see what was happening. But I don't think you can judge Nick. Vic, because from what I see, most of the time he's playing hurt. Like the second year when he wasn't doing well, he was wearing that flat jacket, had those terrible ribs, and was getting beat up the whole year. I mean, he was throwing hurt. It's like sitting down.
But it's almost like you could say the same thing with RG3 right now. Because real tall guys, real tall fellas, when RG3 and Andrew Luck first came into the league, everybody was saying, who do you think is going to be a better quarterback? And I honestly.
Yeah, we waiting if he get back. I don't know. Maybe his mic cut off. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I don't know what the heck happened. Modern technology, man. I got the same phone company as Mike Vick's offensive line.
It's just not clicking. It's just not clicking.
Just ain't working.
I think with that, like once we do build a line, I think we'll be okay with any quarterback. It's not a particular quarterback I prefer one over the other, but you know as it stands right now, I think Vic would be the best choice with that offense. But this season is going to be crazy, though. I want to see the playoffs.
With that line, you need somebody who can run. And I think I got cut off. I know y'all was into it, but RG3, man, I think the fact that he didn't have a preseason and that it's been so long off that I think what we've seen is just rust. I think by the end of the year, people are going to be talking about he's back. And I'm going to be like, yo, dude, he's always been back. You always got to give somebody time to recoup and not just physically, you know, just like, oh, I got to get myself together. You got to get back in game shape and in game gear. You got to start moving real quick when you're inside the NFL. You got corners running 4.3 40s. You can't just come in there and think you're just going to wash through something.
Well, my fault, fellas. I'm back. I guess apparently a Redskins fan must have heard me talking about RG3 and put me off the line. but what I was saying was that it was just the fact that everybody thought RG3 was going. I thought that he was going to be the better. And you know, the more games, the more they started playing, the better Andrew Luck started looking. And of course, the edge that RG3 has on Andrew Luck is that he's quicker as far as evading the rush, but it seems like after he got injured and he hurt his leg and you know he got surgery and he hurt his leg, it seems like now you know he's kind of trying to get back into the rhythm, but he
don't know how to slide either.
Won't injure himself again. No. you know, hurt the injury or whatever the case may be. And then I told him, I know a lot of players have said, hey, you know, that's what happens when you get that type of injury.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to slide.
But I mean, right now, Andrew Luck is looking phenomenal right now. The young brother's looking phenomenal.
Yeah, he's looking good. I give him that.
You know, so, I mean, you know, definitely good luck to the Colts, you know, and, of course, the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs fans are happy that, you know, they're still undefeated. You know, they're doing their thing. You know, the Saints got their squad back. The Colts, you know, they're playing well. Another shocker, the Atlanta Falcons not playing well. You know, who would have thought that? I think this season a lot of teams are plagued with quite a few injuries. You know, and it's a whole lot of injuries that's hurting a lot of teams, you know, in the league this year. So I think that's why a lot of teams are having problems and struggling because of mostly because of injuries. And I'm pretty sure the NFL is going to be going looking back, and I'm pretty sure next year they're going to be changing a few other rules about a certain way that players are going to be playing the game, because that's a lot of cats that got injured this year. I mean, a lot of people. So I think that they're going to probably be evaluating that as well. But, again, you know, good luck to everybody and, you know, whoever your teams are. And, you know, made a best squad win, you know, coming up in February for Super Bowl out there in New York. But for now, everybody, DIY Radio Network Tuesday Spot. We're going to play some music, kick off some hits for you guys real quick, take a hit break. When we come back, where do we go from here? LEO, don't tell us where do we go from here. And, you know, you may get some relationship one-on-one, too. You never know, but we got some hits for you when we come back. It goes down. The Hour Show, Tuesday Spot, D Slate, A-Town, Elio, we getting in for you. I got some Aja Malone, some Carlos Bud Ford. It goes down right here. Don't go nowhere.
I'm the princess of your fortress. I hold it down, shut it down. Yeah, we back. I'm the princess of your fortress. I hold it down, shut it down. Aja Malone. Here we go. I'm the queen, sing to this beautiful jungle finest. We holding up the throne, you call me her royal highness. I'm the one to rock the hottest clothes, go to all the fashion shows. Fashion week to see the world's popular designers. I'm the shooting guard of the beatbox team, all-star, play for the ring, on the stage, run the numbers, be a part of the fast break. I'm the person, last and only lady, official throwback jersey, baby. Come to me with something more authentic, I said it, I meant it. Fly me out, Paris, buy me a house, Japan, come on, no garment, tie. By the wayside, I'm the warrior, my borders lie, Ireland, Germany, somewhere in East Asia. I'm the mother to my firstborn daughter, name of lasers in my hands, a son on the way, his name is Mrs. Caden. I'm the wife, nurturer, artist, the go-getter, the headliner, the CEO, the new trendsetter. Oh. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the smallest one, the largest one, got heart for all of them, emotional, passionate, down to earth, loyal one. I'm the awesome picture, where you think the charm is from, a nucleus inside the atom, where you think the charge is from. I'm the strong force, energetic, energizer, enterpriser, energy level from the atom, makes me Aja Malone. I'm the power supplier, dynamic, enforcer, franchiser, this foundation went from basic to star solid, all aboard, this beat drives movement. I'll turn this pool, y'all. You either on it or you out of the box. Make no stop. All around the world, Jim LaPelle, official beatbox.
Bonjour,
Madame Bazzella, Senorita. I'm your up-and-coming attraction with hottest features. I'm the lyricist, house speaker. My vocab and wordplay, I gotta say thanks to all my college teachers. Whoa. I'm the princess of your fortress. I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down.
I'm the unpredictable, irresistible, irreplaceable house of friends. Draw a crowd, pack a house, bat my eyes to attract a lady.
I'm the heartbreaker, soulmate, and my faithful to the gentleman. I really sit back and ask myself all my life where he
know
I'm the leader, no cheater, and I'm making of a diva. Want my hair to be tight, pedicure, brows waxed. I'm the perfectionist, everything is always to be exact. With my clothes hung, nice designer shoes on the rack. You heard it first, so you know how
you know
it is. Please never ask my neighbors down, know
they
what,
don't
it,
know
is.
What it is.
I'm the loudspeaker driving force, the green eyed chick ahead in this race on this track, of course. I'm the 5-4 daughter to Napoleon complex.
That's right.
That was his battle, so you know I'm up next. I'm the border sign, compassion only with my flow. Meet the princess to your fortress, that case closed. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down.
Yeah. gonna run no more. And girl, I'ma give your love a try. Your love a try.
The typical guy, they gon' just fly. This gon' be hard, not just a walk in the park. Start forgetting the bitch that broke my heart. Taking it out on you is something I don't wanna do. Long apart from the ways, remove the grace from my darker days. Realize this book just ain't the same. I had to turn the page. Why become the man that I'm supposed to be? Girl, get over here, you know I want that earth close to me. Yeah.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Yeah, yeah, and welcome back to the Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot, D-Slate, LEO 8-Town. The brothers is in the building playing the hits. That was my man Marcus Houston. My boy Marcus Houston with his new single, Give Your Love a Try, off the new album, Famous. Definitely make sure you guys go check that out. It's a hot album. And before that, Carlos Buzzford, Mind, Body, and Soul. And, you know, before that, Aja Malone, State of the Art. Getting it in like that, playing the hits. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to find out where do we go from here with the brother Elio. Elio, where do we go from here, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to pose this question, and then I'll open the floor. And then afterwards, I'll give my little spin on it. The question is, why isn't it common in or the first instinct for people of color to stick together and support one another.
Wait, say that again?
Why isn't it common in or the first instinct for people of color to stick together and support one another?
Why is it not common?
Why isn't it? Why isn't it common?
You know what I you know what I've found that I've noticed with us, man, as African American people, especially with the blacks in America, you know, in particular, what I find, you know, that first of all, I think that we tend to be jealous a lot. You know, we go off a lot of jealousy, a lot of greed, and a lot of times a lot of it, unfortunately, has to do with, you know, some of the lifestyles, you know, that a lot of blacks have dealt with growing up, you know, whether it was poverty, low income, middle class, you know, and just not being able to have all the things, you know, that we've always wanted. So, you know, we've had to always work extremely hard to get so little, you know. So with those things happening, you know, we tend to wallop ourselves in greed and jealousy and, you know, wanting what the next man has and, you know, hating that the next man has something that you don't have. And, you know, so it's like, you know, so, you know, unity is so far-fetched. You know, unity is the last thing being thought of, because those things seem to be more important, you know, to certain people. And not everybody is like that, but, you know, those things seem to be more important, you know, and so, you know, we're so wrapped up in, trying to keep up with the Joneses, and we're so wrapped up, you know, trying to live this great lifestyle, we tend to forget that, you know, with other races, you know, they support each other. You know, they support each other, you know, they look out for each other. You know, they do a lot of those things like that. And I find that, you know, we tend to get ourselves, you know, wrapped up in such trivial things. And, you know, I think even as far as blacks in America, you know, we tend to take advantage of different things. You know, the things that we do have and the things that we do receive as gifts, you know, and that we should be blessed to have, we tend to take advantage of. You know, so again, with all those things going on and all those things, you know, being thought about, unity and working together and supporting one another, you know, is the last thing being thought of.
Good point. What about you, A-Town?
Oh, man.
What you think, A-Town?
We can drink the Kool-Aid, dude. The answer is so multi-layered. But the bottom line is, We've accepted the definitions and perceptions of ourselves given to us by other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so for instance, if you take a culture, you take Italian, you take Jewish, you take anything, Iranian, Iraqi, they have two sets of views, and not limited to, but an overarching two sets of views, how they view themselves and how they view others, which is basically how everybody looks at it. You have yourself and yours, and you have others. And if you look in any situation, you can basically take any view you have of anybody in that situation and separate it into those two categories. Black folks don't have it. We have everybody else when it comes to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't have a cultural or a personal view of ourselves that is based on us looking at each other like we're part of ourselves. We are only people that make people try to earn their loyalty or their linkage. Like if a Jewish person meets another Jewish person, they're like, you have to prove to me you're Jewish before I'm down for you. What you have to do is prove that you aren't Jewish for him to be not be down for you. And with any other thing, black folks, we got it twisted. You know, we got to come in and, you know, you got to prove you down. It's like, listen, dude, as I always say, if we go to a Klan rally, we all getting ropes. So, you know, to act like, you know, some, there's some big thing between us when it comes down to the heart of the matter, you know, it's a falsity. But if you look at it, we talk about each other like we're strangers. Like, you know, I don't know if I can trust him. But then the bad part about it is the convert or the antithesis, because we talk about other people like we can. Like, so what's so special about everybody else except black folks that all of a sudden we can talk about them differently, you know, than us? Like, okay, we know he's okay. He can be trusted, you know, and but he's whatever ethnicity he is or she is. But, you know, how come their ethnicity doesn't automatically disqualify them for, you know, just automatic trust and stuff like that? It's like, I mean, we bought into other people's options, I mean, views of who we are. And we suck at it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And what I do, I kind of dig back to where things begun with the segregation amongst African American people in its entirety. Like, if you go back to Africa, you know, it's our people turning against our people to give our people away. And then it's like, once we got to the United States, it was the survival of the fittest. You know, we turned against each other, but, you know, through time we began to progress and grow together. And then we had those times where it was an all-black community, black-owned stores and things like that. But once again, we allow other things to get in the mix of that, and we sort of forget. So it's hard to grow together with our backs turned towards one another. You know what I mean? It's hard to see where we can grow, where we can fit. Because I had like a scenario. I was actually offered a record deal a few weeks ago, and it was an independent label, black owned. And when I went out to, you know, talk to attorneys, lawyers, and my colleagues and the people that was around me, and to converse with them about what do you think I should do? Well, how much money are they giving you? Yeah, that's a key component, but I'm thinking about where my heart is and where I want to go. But when I told them, you know, who owned it and, you know, how the first instinct is, no, I wouldn't do it. But my first question is, look at the positive side of the things. Like, this is someone that I can trust. This is someone like me that we can grow together. So why do I turn my back towards that? Because honest to God, truth, I'm not going to say that my mind didn't go there when I first jumped into it. But I'm like, to where do we go from here? Where do I go? I'm going to start to change my mindset and start to embrace the field and grow together, because we got to come together as a people again. We got to start building those communities back up, because right now, us against each other, we can go nowhere. We're laying dormant right where they want us to be. So we gotta turn ourselves around and face each other. Like, this is we're the same people, and everything else that's going on, that's irrelevant. We worried about the wrong things at the wrong times. So much other things, positive things to focus on, other than how much money I have, or how I look, or how other people may perceive me, or how the man is trying to keep us down. No, let's try to get us up. Let's try to focus on that. Just turn the folks around and come back together.
Yep.
That's where we go from here.
I agree.
All right.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. In a nutshell, where do we go from here? And that was a good one, Elio, man. I appreciate that. Absolutely. That was pretty good. And I wholeheartedly agree with both you guys, you know, as far as your points about, you know, what we're doing and what we need to do, and, you know, those trivial things that we were so caught up in, you know, in our own communities and, you know, in our lives, you know, to really open our eyes and look at the bigger picture and really see what's going on. So, I definitely agree with that. And that was a good one, bro. I definitely appreciate that. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know, coming at 15 minutes after the hour, It will be Real Men Talking, and it's going down tonight, Real Men Talking, where me and the brothers answer relationship questions from the ladies, you know, who want some of their questions answered. We will be very truthful and somewhat vivid, you know, with our answers. So, you know, ladies, if you have some questions and you want to, you know, you really want to, you know, get some of your relationship questions answered and hear it from a man's point of view, we'll definitely give you that, because I think the problem is, you know, with a lot of women, you know, they have questions about their man or things that he may be doing, and they go to other women, you know, like, that's going to help, and it's like, can't no other woman tell you nothing about no man unless it's something she ain't telling you. You know what I'm saying? You know, unless she's really Doug instead of Diana. I mean, that's all I'm saying. So, you know, if you really want to know, you know, and get some insight on, you know, what the issue you're having with men or your man in particular, then, you know, we may be able to help you out with that. So if you have some questions, you can definitely call us, 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. 15 minutes after the hour, we will definitely be popping off Real Men Talking. Before I kick off some more music, you know, a little later in the show as well, you know, we got Relationship 101 with my man A-Town. He's going to be giving y'all a couple of little tips and, you know, putting some cats in class, you know, as far as, you know, things you can do to better your relationships. But real quick, bros, I found this online, but I guess apparently it says Rihanna reportedly burned all letters and gifts from Chris Brown. It says Rihanna and Chris Brown have been broken up for the better part of the year, but she allegedly decided to erase all memories of their time together by burning all of his letters and gifts. She was reportedly set off after Brown said that his court-ordered anger management classes were sexist. He stated, "I think the class I went to was a little bit sexist. It was beneficial because it made me cater more to women, women's thoughts and needs, and how to handle situations. But it only tells you you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong." An insider revealed Rihanna's feelings after hearing the interview. He's taking zero responsibility for what he did and is still painting himself as a victim. She told friends she's totally done with him and held a ritual burning ceremony, really, last week of his letters and gifts. A-Town, what you think, bro?
Wow. I could do a lot on that. One, you know, this is about what people want to see from somebody. So what happens is when you come out of something like that, what they want to see is they want to see remorse. They want to see reflection. They want to see, and when I say they, I'm talking about people in general. People in general want to see some kind of reconciliation with what they believe is the truth. So I'm not saying that, you know, it's a question whether he put his hands on Rihanna, but they don't really want Chris to grow. People going to those kind of going to rehabilitation and anger management, all that kind of stuff. People on the outside have an idea and a concept of what they want the person to look like when they come out, and if they don't look like that, the first assumption is, well, they didn't do what they were supposed to. Never the idea that maybe I don't know what the hell I'm looking for, or maybe I'm just so jaded by what I feel that I'm not acknowledging the truth. So let's do just, you know, inferences based on fifth grade. Fifth grade says that for you to say that somebody did something in a story, you have to be able to take it from the context of the story and make the inference, because if not, that's just your interpretation of it. What about what Chris Brown said implies that he didn't take responsibility? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? What about it says that he didn't come out a better person? nothing. Because Ed was supposed to come out with the concept that he wasn't supposed to put his hands on women and he needed to control himself. He said, it taught me to cater to women and be more considerate, this, that, and the other. Okay, so he came out with a knowledge that he shouldn't be doing that. Whether he's going to keep to it or not is one thing. But I say this all the time, and I echo him. The most reasons that men do not get involved, in my opinion, humble opinion, in seminars and relationship-related events is because they're painted as the fall guy. Like he said, you're told that you were wrong, and then you're told that you need to get yourself together, as if all the men in the world got themselves together, relationships tomorrow would be perfect because women are already where they need to be. And that's the fault.
Right.
The biggest problem with relationships is that women do not take responsibility for what they do. And that's why I said it, ladies. Y'all can call me on it, but ain't none of y'all going to answer me honestly. None of you will answer me honestly when it comes to that point, because if you do, you will admit that on some level, you are expecting the man to correct himself because you don't find that fault in yourself. So, for instance, psychologically, everybody has a breaking point. Everybody has a point that they reach where chances are that where they don't have to, but the likelihood of them not losing their head and doing something stupid is very slim. And so to assume that a woman can't push a man to that point and that any man who gets to that point with a woman has to be an abuser is false. I've seen women, I've had women that I've dated growing up who if I wasn't who I was, I probably would put my hands on them because they pushed buttons so tough and did it so purposely and so maliciously that you wanted to strike out. But I was like, listen, I don't hit women. Like one time I asked a chick, I said, what are you doing? I'm like, you know if I don't want you to hit me, you can't. If I wanted to knock you out, I could. And you know that ain't none of that going to happen. So what are you really doing in the situation? And she just started crying. I'm like, see, that's what we need to get to. Let's get to the emotion. Let's not get to the point where you're messing with and dogging people. You know, and that's the issue. Chris Brown didn't say anything wrong. And before you assume that he's not taking responsibility, ask. Rihanna, her issue is she expected Chris Brown to come out of that some sort of way. And when he didn't look like that, she just assumed he didn't do anything at all. And I think it's good riddance for her. If she's willing to make that assumption based off of that statement and there's no more that she's basing it off of, he's better off without her. Because let's be for real. If that's an abusive relationship and she was in it, I don't believe, and again, I don't know much about Chris Brown, but I don't believe that the level of damage that was done to her was some one-day thing where he went off and the only emotional pain and discomfort that was being put out on her. That was an intense, passionate response. That was some deep, like they say in the movies, when somebody killed somebody, oh, that was personal. That wasn't just about getting rid of somebody. So, you know, my thing is, why hasn't Rihanna been in some kind of therapy? Why hasn't she been in something? Because I don't believe that her anger is all together. And I don't believe that she didn't hit Chris. Might have hit him first. You know what I'm saying? But nobody wants to talk about that because they're afraid how they're perceived. I'm not worried. Yes, women do swing first, and then they get away with it. So no, I think it's all a bunch of BS, and I think you know Chris needs to stay with it because one, the relationship is toxic, and two, she wants him to be what she wants him to be. She's not looking at him from the perspective of what did he learn. If that conversation came up, she'd be happy with it, then I'd say something. But to take that statement, come on, dude. I don't go to relationships sometimes because they beat up on dudes, and I'm a relationship expert, as they say.
There it is. Elio,
look, that's all of it in a nutshell. I mean, it's to do a whole seance on how she wants to destroy his things. You look bitter. It makes you look bitter. Maybe you are. Maybe you're broken up about something. But to publicly display that you want to get rid of him just says that you don't. It's a double negative. Like, you don't really want to do these things because if you did, you would have just let it go. You wouldn't have to make it a public announcement type of a thing. You wouldn't have to need attention for that. No, what you want is his attention. If you've gotten that repeatedly, and if you're doing that, I give it about a year. She'd be back. And that is what it is.
be back. Shane never left him. She's doing all that to build herself up. It's like somebody talking themselves up into a fight. You know what I'm saying? It's like you talking to build your courage up so you got the, you know, the girth and the wherewithal to swing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she, it's like my friend said, women who are happy and content are somewhere enjoying their men. It's the discontent and angry women that have the voice, and therefore they're the ones defining what manhood is in the public because they're making the most noise. Because content, happy women are somewhere being fit and happy.
I'm going to tell you what I think. I think that I agree with A-Town on such a huge point that, you know, they're not giving this young brother a chance to grow from the whole situation. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about it is, you know, even when you go into rehab about whatever your issue may be, when you're dealing with a situation like this, anytime you expect somebody to change their personality and change their thought process and the way they feel about different things, anytime you expect someone to change that, it's going to be hard, okay? It's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a long process when you're expecting somebody to change the way they feel about things and the way they think about certain things and the way they, you know, the way they look at things, look at certain things. So, you know, you got to give that young man an opportunity to grow. And I do agree with that wholeheartedly. I think in this situation, I think what was going on is when Rihanna decided to get back together with Chris Brown, she got a lot of ridicule for it. You know, probably not just from the media and the public, but family and friends. You know, I think she got a lot of ridicule for it, and she probably, you know, was feeling bad that her peeps was ridiculing, you know, was getting on her about getting back together with him. And I think she just kept hearing it all the time. So I personally think that she used this whole situation as a scapegoat. She used that whole situation as a scapegoat to get out of it, so that way she wouldn't constantly keep hearing her people, family, friends, loved ones, whoever, keep coming at her like, why the hell did you get back together with him, blah, 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 you know, hating on the whole situation. And she probably got tired of hearing. Mm-hmm, so to make everybody happy, she used this whole situation as a scapegoat to get out of it.
I think the reason why that the first situation blew up the way it did was because of that. The whole car situation, because they said that they had a relationship like that all along. Like, this is not the first incident, but the first incident that blew up. So maybe that something happened between the two that she really didn't feel and needed a way to get back at him, and this was it. So just like this whole seance, this is a way to get back at him, but she never, in the beginning, never wanted to leave him. And that's shown if it was already like that. It's an unhealthy relationship, period.
That's real. Like A-Town said, it's a toxic relationship, and he needs to basically stay away from it and start looking into more positive relationships. You know, like I said, and like A-Town said earlier, you got to give that young brother a chance to grow. Give him some chance to grow. Give him an opportunity to change. Change don't happen overnight. It don't happen overnight. Yeah. You got to give him a chance to change. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday spot. D Slate, A-Town, LEO Brothers getting in, coming up is Real Men Talking. So, ladies, if you got your questions, make sure you call in and get ready, because coming back after this music break, Real Men Talking is going to be going down. If you want to call and ask your questions, ladies, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553, coming up a little later, Relationship 101 with my man A-Town. It's going down. We got some more hits for you. To my girl Faith Evans with her new single, Tears of Joy. Let's get it in. Before we kick that off, we're gonna bump our brother Elio's new song right now. We're going to premiere it right now on the Tuesday spot. Elio, go ahead and introduce your song, bro.
Okay. This is a new single from the release No Comment. It's called Close. It's Elio featuring Dulce Fleury. She will be calling in shortly to talk to you guys and get her spin on things. And big things are happening. Tomorrow I'll be hitting it on stage. So, Close, I hope y'all feel it. Tell me what y'all think. Comment, optimistic music. Let's get it.
No doubt. We got some Faith Evans and some Stacey Barth coming up after that. It's my man Elio with the new single, Close. Let's go.
You're the one for me, you humble me, the honey, I'm the bumblebee. Just wait until you blow into a flower, a flower, a buzz, a flower, a buzz, a flower. I love you with my face, but my mind every hour turn up hours and minutes, minutes, seconds. Girl, it's a blessing to be in your presence. I love you, I'm guessing, I'm stressing with this situation. I'm left in, but look, I guess it's best in. You opened up my steps, and next time I invested, I'm feeling your essence. You feel like jet when I'm in you like essence, and I'm feeling your vibe as my heart beats steadily. Forget about Rhonda, forget about Ebony. You better be, you know what's up, heavenly.
Heavenly.
You humble me, the honey, I'm the bumblebee. Just wait until you blow into a flower, a flower, a flower, a flower, a flower.
I need you, I need you because you all I know. With me when it's time to go, certain things I gotta know. Give me space, gotta grow, down for whatever. But first you gotta let me know. Hold me tight, don't let me go. But baby, if you let me go, then promise you will be right back. No frowns on your face, don't be like that. I'll be right back, cause I gotta get my thoughts together. It's even better if you with me through that frosty weather. Cause I know I keep you warm like a husky leather nut plus the chest. Then promise I can keep you right. Hello, ma, you can stay tonight.
When I think about it, babe, I can do is shake my head, cause there ain't no explanation on this earth. Oh, you must be heaven sent with your crazy, 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 crazy love. Boy, you got me so messed up.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed I be thy name. Fire all in the eye, coming to take the flame. Qualified as a boss, katanas when in Qatar. Sock over the sneakers, she with me, I'm dipping hard. Got me running the streets, tell me sky's the limit. Pray I'm going to heaven, of God make me a tenant. Seen some hard times, but really we all fine. Till the day that I'm gone, just know that the game mine. Felon, I'm fell in love, know the devil's a liar. Beautiful is the day, can't imagine tomorrow. Beautiful is the day, can't imagine tomorrow.
People just trying to get by, but the devil all in the way. We're just trying to look right, but the devil all in the way. They say we living in hell, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. They say we living in hell, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
Welcome back, the Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday Spot, brothers getting it in, A-Town, D-Slate, LEO getting it in for you guys, playing the hits. That was Stacey Barth featuring Rick Ross with Hell Yeah. Before that was my girl Faith Evans with her new single, Tears of Joy, and you heard the D-Hour world premiere of LEO's new song, Close. Right here on the Tuesday Spot. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, it is now time for our number one segment, Real Men Talking, where the brothers of the D-Hour Radio Network's Tuesday answers all the ladies' questions. Ladies, if you have any relationship questions, your relationship questions you would like to ask, you can ask them now. You can call us at 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553, and we'll definitely give you our most honest answers and, you know, try to be as real with you as we possibly can. You may like it, you may not like it, but, you know, we're gonna tell you like it is. You know, hopefully it'll help you with your situation. So we're going to... Before the brothers ask their question, you know, pose their question that someone might have, you know, asked them to ask, we're going to go to the phone lines. Caller at area code 516-581, you're on the Tuesday Spot with the brothers. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Yes. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is... Okay, sorry. My name is Dosette Flurry. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hey, how you doing? Well, thank you for calling in. We debuted the song, Close. It was definitely a hit. We enjoyed it. I got some great feedback in the chat room. Everybody saying that they liked it. So thank you for calling and hanging out with us tonight on the Tuesday Spot.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Now, do you have any questions you'd like to ask the brothers tonight on Real Men Talking?
Oh, gosh.
I know, ladies, as women, you guys always have to have some questions about men or dating or relationships. That, I mean, because you can't say it to another woman because she can't, you know, really answer it honestly because she's not a man. But, you know, this is your opportunity, you know, to ask us, and we'll try to be as real and as honest as we possibly can.
Okay. let's see. A few situations. Why do men or boys, whichever one you want to call it, why when they're interested in the girl, right, and let's say she's interested in him, whatever the case, they go out and, you know, they have fun, da-da-da,
And then when she feels like, or he feels like she's coming on too strong, then he backs away, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, she's the one with the problem. She's coming on too strong. She's this, that, and the other. But in the beginning, it was just like, that's what you wanted. So I don't understand.
Well, I'm gonna use my Crocodile Dundee knife, and I'm gonna take a stab at that. I'm gonna say this. This is what I think. I think in a lot of times in those situations, it could be the situation. I mean, when they went out, you know, and he was feeling her, but he said she was coming on too strong, so he kind of backed off. And a lot of times it could be her breath may have been really, really bad. She may not have showered or something. he might not have been feeling her clothing style. It could have been a number of things. You know, it could have been a number of things that was turning him off in the whole situation. So he was like, when he said she was coming on too strong, he could have possibly been talking about her odor. I mean, but you never know. I mean, each situation is different. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just my stab at it. A-Town, what you think, bro?
Put it on mute.
A-Town?
My fault. I'm using my phone. I'm here.
All right.
My fault.
What you think, bro?
I think it's one. I think that's situational, which is a little bit too general. But relationships go in stages. So in the beginning, everything is cool because you're feeling people out. And I think that what people don't want to admit that there's a different expectation for the middle or the late beginning of a relationship than it is in the beginning. So in the beginning, as some people say, you don't really meet the person. You meet their representative. So you're getting what they think they want to see and all the other kind of stuff. But once you get to a point where you get to know each other and you like each other, then at that point, I think for most men, it's like, okay, I've done that. I've done the aggressive thing. I've pushed it. Everything is cool. Now we sit back and let it flow. You see what I'm saying? Men are, because contrary to popular belief, men are aggressive for a reason and for a purpose. They're not just aggressive just for the sake of being aggressive unless they're hard up or just confused, and then they're usually going for a reason then. So all of a sudden when it slows down, if the woman keeps pushing, for me, all I could think is the dude is like, well, why are you pushing? Everything is cool now. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why are you pushing so hard? The relationship is intact. You know, we don't have to push or work at it now because now we're in it. You know, so it's kind of thing where the man probably doesn't understand where it's coming from or why it's going on. And then it kind of turns him off like, well, man, you know, she's just going at it for, you know, no good reason and backs off. And I'm saying that to the situation because, you know, I think that, you know, you should be open and honest about what you want in the beginning, and you shouldn't have to meet somebody's representative. You know, you should be able to meet who they are. But since that's not happening, it seems to me that's a game that's being played.
That's real.
That's solid.
No doubt. Elio?
My approach to that would be it definitely may be situational because you two could be reading the same book, but just on two different pages. He may be in another chapter in his life, whereas though he may be still holding on to something in his past or holding on to something that he wants to do personally, and it may felt good and felt right at that present moment. Everything was flowing right. Everything was looking good. But once he got to a certain point, he realized that maybe this ain't it, or maybe he's not ready for all of this. Maybe it was better when it was just friends, or it was easy, when everything was easy. Because sometimes, quote unquote, the titles put pressure on individuals, and you may be running away from something, or maybe drawing them closer. We don't know, because I don't know his situation. You know what I mean? And just like, you know, or you may be on that page, and you may be ready for that because where you're at in your life, and you know, you're just in another chapter. So it's just about finding that same page, basically.
Now, was that able to help you?
The last two responses did. I'm not really sure about the whole body odor and the thing.
if you're out with a guy and he says, you know, hey, you're coming on too strong, he tell you that. I mean, you know, you just say, hey, I'll be right back. You go to the restroom, put some deodorant on or something, a couple more splash body spray. I mean, it's all good. I mean, you know, you come back, I guarantee his whole outlook is going to be different.
Okay.
Do you have another one for us before you leave us tonight?
Yes, I do have another one. It's a personal one of one of my good friends is going through the situation.
Okay.
She's been talking to this guy for months, like all throughout the summer and everything. They've been talking the entire summer, and everything was fine. He lived like not too far away from her, so he would go out and drive and come see her. They would go on dates and, you know, act like they was out. They weren't even, you know, a couple yet, but they were, like, kissing in public, all this kind of stuff, da-da-da. And they go to the same school. So when school time rolled around, they came back. They go to Temple, obviously, and they come back to school, and it's just, like, things are different. Like, he doesn't want to hold her hand in public anymore and kiss her and da-da-da-da. But late at night when he wants some, yeah, he hit her up. It's like, you coming over tonight or nah? I mean, and it's just really unfair because the things that, like, she's willing to do, like, she rides for this boy, like, really. Like, she really cares about him. And he claims, you know, oh, yeah, I care about you, da-da-da. I really care about you, da-da-da. I'm like, okay, you got my friend doing wifey stuff, but you're not treating her like wifey. And she's doing, you know, married man stuff for you or whatever that, and you accepting it. Blah, blah, blah. I don't understand what's going on. So what do you guys think the problem is?
Well, I'm going to say something real quick, and I'm going to let Elio go to it and then A-Town. I think what may have happened is that she may have got so comfortable with him that one day they might have, you know, he might have, you know, she might have been in the bathroom or something. He was like, hey, babe, can I come in so I can, you know, check out my, you know, my hair and everything. And he walked in, she was in there pooping, you know,
and he didn't want to see that.
She got too comfortable with him, you know what I'm saying? He was like, damn, really? You had me come in here while you, and that might have threw him off on the whole, you know, situation about how he really, really feels. But I'm gonna let Elio go ahead before I get too detailed into it.
I'm gonna get Al Norfolk on them. I'm gonna keep it funky. It may be somebody else on campus. His direction and gear, it sounds like it's switched gears. Like his focus isn't there any longer. That's what it sounds like from the outside looking in. If he's not kissing and he's not showing affection in a public manner, but the affection is taking place behind closed doors in the dark at a certain time, he's maybe trying to keep his radar down or hide for something else. Because that sounds like you're hot. I mean, I'm on ready, y'all. I guess I'm busting somebody's bubble, but you know, that is what it is. If a man wants to be in a relationship, he'll show you.
Hey, bubbles get burst all the time on Real Men Talking. So you know, it is what it is. A-Town, what you think, bro?
Wow. I mean, again, multiple things. You can use the old saying, "Why are you gonna buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?"
Mm.
You know. You can ask the question, why is she living like a wife when she don't have any of the benefits or the response or benefits or the friend's benefits of it? That'd be Ooh. Like me telling you to come work a job and I'm not going to pay you, but everybody else around you is. Who would stay there?
You could say, why are you going to drink the milk when it's real, real sour? I'm going to let A-Town go ahead with it.
So the question in that scenario of someone working for free, twofold. What kind of person would allow somebody to work for them for free when they're paying everybody else? But what kind of person would also work for free when everybody around them is getting paid? So it's not a one-way thing. There's a psychosis, if you want to put it like that, on both sides. One is a using psychosis, and one is a victim psychosis. One is comfortable with being a victim to get what they want, and the other person is comfortable being a user. So it's a perfect thing. It's like a leech and a big fish, you know. You know, it works out for the both of them, you know. But it comes down to it, you know, unless he's forcing her, she is the willing participant, you know. And at the point that the dude wasn't willing to come through on his end of the relationship like he was before, that was the point where she should have walked. Because one of my friends in business says, your ability to negotiate is only as strong as your willingness to say no. So if you're not willing to say no, you're not negotiating. You're being told what to do. And your girl is being told what to do. Teach her how to say no.
Lock down on that candy shop.
You know, and it's not taking any blame away. It's not taking any blame away from him, but at one point in relationships and life period, you have to stop worrying about who's at fault and start dealing with who's going to stop it so nobody is at fault again. You know, it's like if I'm getting hit, you know, I don't want anybody saying, well, he should stop hitting you because he's wrong. Listen, I just want to stop being hit. We can worry about who's at fault later. You know what I'm saying? Teach me how to duck, move out the way, or get me in another situation. You know, I can't sit there and debate right and wrong or good and bad or who did what first when I'm in the middle of doing something. So,
you know what? I'm gonna say this, and this is real talk right here. In that situation, to me, it sounds like that, you know, she sounds like a really good woman, and she knows what she wants. She knows what she's looking for. But I do agree. I do agree with A-Town by saying that, you know, she sees that this is going on, and it's, you know, she's continuing to let it happen and let him do it. So there is a two-way street with that. But I think on his aspect as well, on this gentleman's aspect as well, to me it seems like that, you know what he wants and what she wants is not the same thing. You know, yeah, of course, you know, in any situation, and this is with a lot of cats, a lot of guys, you know, yeah, you know, when they want to get down and they want to, you know, they want to get them, you know, they want to get them some sex in, you know, they're going to call, you know, that woman, you know, that they're messing around with, who they know that it's probably not going to be an issue. And yeah, you know, they should be able to get it with no problem, but you know, to not be able to not go out with her in public and different things like that. But then he just wants to call her up when it's time to get down. Then that means that in that situation that they both don't want the same things. He just wants to have friends with benefits, and she wants to be in a relationship. He's not ready for that. You know, he's not ready for that. He's not trying to do that. He's going to say everything and tell her everything that sounds great, you know, to benefit him, but that's not what he's looking for. You know, they're both looking for two different things.
Yeah.
Man, and that's the real answer.
So ice the intimacy until things are figured out.
Exactly. You know, and I guarantee, you know, let your friend know that when she stops that, she's going to get the truth about where they are in their relationship and what it's going to really boil down to.
Yeah, she's going about it all wrong.
And again, let her know that, you know, when she's dating somebody, not to tell them to come in the bathroom when she's pooping, because I mean, don't nobody really want to see that. But like Elio said, just let her know that once she stops the intimacy, that, you know, she's going to get the truth about what, you know, what's going on between them two. I guarantee it.
Tell her to be ready that she might get kicked to the curb because she might be serving a purpose. And once she stops serving that purpose, she might be gone. I mean, be for real. Everybody wants a nice, pretty end to relationships, whether it's a marriage or a breakup. They want everything to be amicable and lovely and to walk away as friends. I don't know what world they live in, but history shows us that 99% of the time that is not the case. You know, and expecting something that doesn't exist to show up, on a certain level, they call that insanity. So, you know, just tell them to be prepared for the good and the bad, the pretty and the ugly. And don't go in there with an expectation of what she's going to come out with. Tell her to go in there looking for the truth.
Right. That's it, basically. In a nutshell. Was that helpful?
Yes, it was. It definitely was. I appreciate you.
Well, I do thank you for calling in, and congratulations on the song. It was definitely a hit on the show, and you know, if you have any other music you would like us to showcase, definitely shoot it our way, and we'll give it some airplay under it.
All right, yeah. I'll do that. Thank you.
No, anytime. Thank you for calling in, hanging out with us tonight.
All right.
Real Men Talking, getting it in like that. Tuesday, Spot D Slate, A-Town LEO, you know how we do it. I'm gonna pose this last question I was told to ask, and then we're going to kick off some music and, you know, try to get a little, you know, some quick relationship one-on-one before we close the show out tonight. Here's a question. There's so many of them, but I'm just gonna go with one. It says, why do guys think being romantic is equivalent to, you know, being, why do guys think being romantic equivalent to spending lots of money?
Do they want the honest answer?
Let's give an honest answer.
Because women think being romantic is equated with spending lots of money. Let's look at the examples. Will Smith, and I'm not dogging what he did, but I'm just putting it out as an example. Will Smith, at one point, Jada came to her trailer. Will Smith had it filled up with roses, Tiffany jewelry, and a convertible outside. You know what I'm saying? Women, when they get married, oh, he gave her 5 carats, and he did all of this, and he did all of that. And women, I guess, are not recognizing that when someone did all of that, it's not free. Somebody had to pay for it, or somebody had to barter for it. Like, I'm going to offer my service if you do this for me. So you think that the money is all that. And the more that someone does, the more romantic you think they are. And then you wonder why men think this. You're giving off the vibe that spending money is romantic. Because if a brother just made you a small meal, you know, gave you a dandelion because he couldn't afford a rose, you know what I'm saying? And when you came, the table wasn't covered and the candlelights wasn't burning, y'all be like, well, it was nice, but he didn't go all the way. Well, all the way costs money. Candles ain't free. Candle holders ain't free. You know, the tablecloth ain't free. The ambience and the music is not free. It's like, let's be for real. You put value on amount, and amount costs. And men just picked up that, hey, you know, we might have misinterpreted what you want. You might just want a lot of stuff, but again, you misinterpreted what you're putting out because you can't get what you want without some brother putting out some money. And how many times has the broke dude with good intentions been looked at as the bum or the booby prize because women want more? I need a man who can do this for me, as if this is free. This ain't free.
And that's strong. That's a strong statement, and I see that a lot. Like after my parents split, like my dad would do a lot of extravagant and fancy things, but after the split, then you start to see the comparison, like the new people that entered into their lives, and my mom's point of view, my guy would get a gift. Oh, I don't want that little rinky dink little thing. I'm used to this. I'm used to that. It's always a comparison. And then for whoever, I don't know who asked the question, if it was a personal question or not, but I know we talked in prior shows about selfishness and being unappreciative about the things that they do get. We're still trying to. Your man is probably still trying to figure you out because he doesn't know exactly what you want or what you call romantic because of the things that you may say or may do. He's probably basing upon your. He's reacting off of your impulse, just like A-Town said. You know, this is the standard that y'all, not necessarily all of y'all made, but it's the standard that is made that whereas though that flowers and candy is not the same thing anymore. It's not looked at. It's not upon the same way. It's downgraded. We went from flowers and candy to diamonds. Now the amount of carrots. Now it's cars. Like, it's about overdoing it now. It's hard to judge. It's hard to say how can you tell a man that money isn't being romantic. What are you supposed to do? Where do we go from here type topic?
You know what, bros? I'm going to say this. You know, it was saying that, you know, why the question was why do men think being romantic is equivalent to spending money? And I agree with H-Town and Elio, and I agree with it to the point where that's because, you know, it's not that. First of all, ladies, you got it twisted if you think we think that. No, we don't. You know, in many years of relationships, being in relationships and seeing your parents or your uncles or whatever, aunts or whatever in relationships, seeing it and being a part of it as a man, you're going to naturally know and come to the conclusion that, you know, it's women who put a price on those things. It's women that puts a price on those things. So basically, you know, the bottom line is that when a man is dating a woman, he's looking at her as a la carte. You know what I'm saying? She a la carte. That kiss that she gave me, that cost something. Huh? She just grabbed my crotch. That costs something. She just cooked. That costs something. She just did that. That costs something. She just said, hey, she just woke me up in the morning and said, hey, baby, I love you. That costs something. So men is looking at a woman as a la carte. You know, you almost feel like that everything that woman is doing is going to cost you because of things that may have been said to you, little hints that may have been given to you, like Elio said when he stated about, you know, his parents, you know, giving the gifts, you know, his father giving the gifts and everything. It's like, you know, women will make, you know, comments, you know, that, you know, or had this look on their face like, oh, I don't want that, I want this, so why did you give me that? So that's the reason why men look at it like that. You know, and the thing about it is the fact that, you know, I've heard women make statements or come off like, you know, they'll say that, you know, women come off like, you know, their vagina ain't free. You know, their vagina ain't cheap. It ain't free. And I look at it like this. Okay, you know, and I feel like this. I'm going to go in it as a lot of men should go in and thinking, because a lot of women do think like that, a whole lot of them, you know, that, you know, this thing between my legs ain't free. Guess what, ladies? This thing between my legs ain't free.
Right.
So if yours ain't free, mine ain't free. So I suggest if you don't want to start paying for different things, we might want to just call it a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at it as a trade-off. Yours ain't free, mine ain't free, so guess what? We can just go ahead and call it a trade-off. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, and again, fellas, you know, it's like that mindset didn't come from us. We only go off of experience and what we've seen. You know, that's where we come off of. Because, and I'm not saying a lot of women, you know, there's a few women that aren't like that, but the majority of women are like that. It's not men that's putting a price on it. It's women that's putting the price on it. So if you don't want that man to come off like a tool with you or come off shallow with you, then you might want to change your mindset. You might want to change your mindset. That might help.
Yep, because truth be told, you know, a brother learns that you need to have money to be with a sister when he sees the broke brothers by themselves and the brothers with all the money driving around with the finest women. And those guys are who women talk the best about. Oh, look what he's doing and this, that, and the other. And I need a man to take care of me. And if you look at any myth like Prince Charming that's put out, Prince Charming wasn't a broke dude. Prince Charming came, slayed the dragon, and they lived happily ever after. He took care of that. So this idea that women have is of this dude is going to come in, swoop in, save the day, make their lives glitter-filled and carefree. And unless you know how to do that without making money, you are portraying to men that you want to be bought. Not bought as in like, it's like, oh, bought. I'm not talking about bought and sold like black folks bought and sold. Yeah, like your emotions and your devotion are being bought and sold. Like there's a price on them. So if there's not a price on them, quit acting like it. Appreciate the brother who gives you all he has, even if it's only worth $20. And mm-hmm. appreciate him just as much as a dude who gives you his pocket change and his $20,000. Because if you look
at the
income, the percentage is the same, and they've given the same based on how much they made. But one dude gets a better persona and a better reputation because he makes more money. And let's be for real, we live in a world where money is king. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't talking about a God-fearing world. We're talking about a world where everybody looks up to who is the richest. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, everybody knows who they are. Not because they've done something for you, but because they're rich, filthy rich. You know what I'm saying? Let's quit acting like we don't live in the world we live in. You know, we live in a money-driven world, and the person who has money is the person who's looked at as the most desirable and the most efficient and smarter. We equate money with intelligence, with strength, with power. Let's be for real. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
And men, we learn what romance is from you. Because we'll do whatever is creative, but we don't want to get laughed at or pushed out. So we look and see what you say you like. And then we give it to you. And then you're like, why'd you give it to me? Because you asked for it.
You asked for it. Exactly. Exactly. And that's pretty much in a nutshell. You know, so, you know, conclusion is, you know, if you don't want your man having that type of mindset or thinking that way, then you need to change first, because he didn't come to that conclusion alone.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come to that conclusion by himself. So if you don't want that to be the situation, then, you know, at least you got to change your mindset and not put a price on everything.
Yep. When you go to the store, you buy what's in there. You don't go to the you don't go to the liquor store and look for fresh produce. You know, you go and you buy what's there. So men are buying what's there. And if you don't want them to buy that, then put something else there.
Exactly. There it is. Real Men Talking. D-Hour Radio Network, Tuesday Spot, A-Town. Myself, D. Slate, L.E.O., getting it in like that. Ladies, in Real Men Talking, we answer relationship questions from the ladies like this all the time on Tuesdays on Real Men Talking. If you would like your questions answered, all you got to do is give us a call, or you can email them to us, thehourshow@gmail.com, or you can post them on our Facebook pages. We are on Facebook, and we'll definitely, you know, discuss your question and give you the best, honest answer. And we'll do that. You know, just make sure, you know, if you really want, you know, us to help you with your situation, we'll be as real and as 100 as we possibly can with you. Yeah, you know, we'll joke around with some of the things, but, you know, but real talk, we'll be as real as we can with you and try to help you in that situation and give you an honest answer, you know, that it may help you, it may not, but we're going to be honest with you. Tuesday spot, we're going to play, we got some more hits. When we come back, we're going to try to close it out with a little relationship one-on-one with my man A-Town, and then we're going to close it out and call it a night on this lovely Tuesday night. And if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, gospel artist, actor, actress, poet, comedian, you want to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, you want to be interviewed, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. I got some Trail Mac. I got some Doodlebug from Diggable Planet getting it in like that tonight, and we will be back. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, man. It's our time, man. Time to shine. Yeah. Feel me? Yeah, yeah, I know I'm gifted. Sometimes it feel like I'm drifting. Ain't cause of the bottom of the sea, so I won't let go of my vision. Lost steps as I go that distance, in between making weird decisions. Real life interrupting my dreams like real life don't see my existence. And they say, man, it's got the limit, and I'm still trying to fly up in it. I don't smoke, but I feel so tempted. Pull it up, homie, let's get lifted. Yo, I swear, my mind is shifted, in a place where I just don't fit in. Just when y'all start to end it, I show the world beginning.
My time, gonna get my shine. I'ma take my place in front of the line, and I won't stop till I reach the top. You're witnessing the dream of a winner, dream of a winner, dream of a winner. You're witnessing the dream of a winner, dream of a winner, dream of a winner.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yo, don't check it. Hey, yo, I look back and I was right there. Dropped it and left it right there. I swear this life don't fight fair. Went Freddy witness to my nightmares. No studio, no mic man. No tour, no hype man. No more music excitement. It's just me and my nightstand. I'm sleeping, dreaming. Till I woke up with that right plan. So no more taking your advices. I know exactly how my life is. So I gripped it up with a tight fist. Confident with my dice is. And y'all can be indecisive. I know exactly where my mic is, yeah.
My time, gonna get my shine. I'ma take my place in front of the line, and I won't stop till I reach the top. You're witnessing the dream of a winner.
Radio station, the magazine that's been showing me love, man. All the producers, the engineers, they're making my sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Yeah, we go straight to the top this time around, man. Look out for us, okay? All right, yeah. Yo, man, they tried to tell me I was falling off. So I had to come back with something quick. Y'all gonna hear me. You know my motto. Inspired by greatness, man.
Check it out.
Here we go.
Stop the block, keep shining.
Know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in the 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back, D-Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot. The brothers is in the building, D Slade, A-Town, L-E-O. We're getting it in for the fit-in tonight, playing the hits. That was Doodle Bug from Diggable Planets with his single Shine. And before that was my man Trail Mac with Dreams of a Winner. You already know how we do it, playing the hits. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. Before we leave you guys tonight, A-Town, what type of relationship 101 tips do you have for us tonight, bro?
This one is in setting expectations. So everybody makes, you know, is told to make a list of what you want in a relationship. So when making your list, make sure that you delineate between the kind of person you want and the kind of life you want them to live. So let me point it. So let me give you an example. Saying that you want a healthy man is saying, "Yo, that's what I like. This is the kind of, this is how I want this. This is the kind of man I need." Saying that I want a man with a six pack. Saying that you want a specific kind of healthy man, which is basically telling him how he wants to live. So it's like, if you don't work out 3 or 4 times a day, I don't want you. And so what happens is when we make our list, sometimes we go from expectations to demanding. So make your list based on the type of lives people live. Like, I want a person who's considerate. But if you say, I want a man who sends me roses 5 times a day, that's not an expectation. That's a demand. And so make sure your expectations don't go into demanding how they should live their life, but just talking about how, what kind of life you want them to live. So that means keep your list simple and be honest and be realistic and look at it and say, am I demanding or am I asking? So, again, brothers, if you say, well, I want a woman who's, you know, got a six-pack, but, you know, got fur, but, you know, not too much muscle in the leg and not much, too much muscle in the arms. Now you're talking about a woman who not only looks good, but is a physical, is what do you call those people who you work out, a personal trainer, because that's the only way you're going to get all of that stuff mixed together. And now you're telling people how to live. You don't want to tell people how to live in your expectations, but that's a demand. You just want to talk about the kind of person you want. So here is an example of a good list that a woman can make. I would like a man who can hold a good conversation. I would like a man who's compassionate, considerate, who is spiritual, who's intelligent, who's fun-loving. See, those are things that you can get without saying, man, you ain't going to find anybody like that. The way that you don't find anybody is when you start getting too specific. Well, I want a man who laughs at all of my jokes. You know what I'm saying? Well, I want a man who believes in God and is a member of the deacon board, who goes to church at least 3 times a week and, you know, and teaches Sunday school. See, those are demands. And you're not talking about a lifestyle. You're talking about your interpretation or your desire for that lifestyle. So that's my relationship 101. When you make your list, make sure you are writing expectations and not demands, and that you are specifying the kind of life that you want the person to live and not how they should have to live it.
And there it is in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. Relationship 101 tips from my brother A-Town, the relationship expert, getting it in with us, with you guys, for you guys. Now, if you have any questions, you know, ladies and gentlemen, and if anything, you know, if there's any things you guys, you know, want to generally know or talk to us about, like I said, you can always call us during the show, 718-766-4553, or you can email us, thehourshow@gmail.com, or you can catch up with us on Facebook. You know, we're all on Facebook, Optimistic Music, Anthony Rucker, and myself, D. Slate. We're all on Facebook, so you can definitely check us out. And again, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. Another marvelous show, as always, on the Tuesday spot. Definitely want to thank my brothers, A-Town and Elio, for getting in with me as always. I definitely respect my brothers, and I appreciate them for getting it in with me every Tuesday night. With that being said, you know, it's time for the closeout time. Elio, you have any closing comments for tonight?
Most definitely. Tomorrow, for all of those listeners in the Philadelphia area, I will be performing at Silk City through the Divine Artistic United Society, which I will be signing with this week. So look out for the new projects. Live Every Day Optimistic, because I definitely will. Go ahead. That's it.
Absolutely. A-Town, bro, you got any closing comments for tonight?
Relationship cookbook, go get it. And be looking for True Game. It's going to be an e-book in November, around December, and it's going to be out around Valentine's Day. So Relationship Cookbook, relationshipcookbook.com. Be looking for the True Game. I'm sending sneak peeks out to my people. So, you know, you never know. You might hear a topic from True Game on, you know, real men. So be looking for it. And, yeah.
There it is. There it is. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let, you know, all my sports fans know and all my guys out there know that the D-Hour Radio Network has a sports show which is going to be debut, you know, starting next week or possibly the week after. It's called the ATS Show, the All Things Sports, with hosts T. Miller and Big Mike. And, you know, they're going to be getting it in with all the sports fans about everything sports. And it'll be on Tuesdays, broadcast a little earlier in the day, hours before the Tuesday spot airs. But it'll be on Tuesdays a little earlier in the afternoon. But definitely make sure you guys keep your eyes and ears, and we'll be definitely telling everybody about it and when you can tune in and check it out. But the ATS show, the new sports show on the DR Radio Network, again with hosts Miller and Big Mike. So definitely make sure you guys keep your eyes and ears out for that. And again, thank you guys so much. We appreciate all the listeners and supporters of the DL Radio Network, and thank you for tuning in. And as always, we'll bring you another great show next week. Just make sure you guys keep listening every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday on the DL Radio Network for all the different shows, and I guarantee you'll enjoy it. And thank you guys so much. Have a blessed Tuesday night. We'll see you guys next time. I'm going to end the show off with one of my favorite songs by City High. It's the City High Anthem. Right here on the DR Tuesday spot. We'll see you guys next time. Be blessed, and definitely be safe.
Peace.
Just gave up on our entire generation, so we were all pushed to the side, so we didn't see the world through our teacher's eyes, when all we needed was a little bit of motivation, but because we wore our pants sagging, y'all labeled us gangsters, said it wasn't worth the time.
There are so many things I never asked you. There are so many things you still don't know. Ooh, ooh. There are so many things you never told me. And still so many things that I will never know. And why?
Cause I went to City High, a school with more dropouts than sign-ups at registration. Yeah. And the pregnancy rate is at an all-time.
There are so many things you never showed me. There are too many things you let slip by.
On right on by.
How can I face the world that doesn't know me?
Don't even know me.
A world that doesn't care whether I live or die. And why?
Older and I
all the pressure, all the war, all the prejudice. But the others were sure we couldn't fight the stress in life. For those of you who didn't believe us, listen to my words for you. Listen to your children, sing to you.
We don't need your education. We don't want no passive vibes. We are the leaders of your nation. We're gonna make sure the world's alive. There ain't no justice, there's just us. What happened to the meaning of the God we trust? So as we get older and our children grow up,
intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the G-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.